The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Stephen Powell to look ahead to the rest of the action coming up on Wednesday. We've got one race at Fontwell, one at Wetherby and one at Kempton to look forward to. So very much something for everyone, Stephen.
Yeah, very much so, Alex. The best race of the day undoubtedly does actually come at Kempton with a listed race over a mile and a half later on in the card. But, you know, some good solid National Hunt fare from Fontwell. Wetherby's a half-decent programme and obviously the main interest of Fontwell for many will be the return of AP McCoy.
Yeah, absolutely. He has his first ride back. How long has he been away now? It'll be a good...
Three weeks at least, isn't it? Yeah.
He's got one ride in the opener at Fontwell on Southfield Royale for Neil Mulholland, who... Well, we know these connections, if you like. There's a lot of Southfields, aren't there?
Yeah, most of them are normally with Paul Nichols.
Yeah, or who else has had Caroline Keevil?
Yes, she's had one or two as well. Colours of Mrs. Angela Yeoman. Probably best known for Taranis, who won the Ryanair, amongst other races, when trained by Paul Nichols. But this one's a homebred, actually, Southfield Royale, out of a French mare called Chamos Royale, by presenting. So obviously a really nice pedigree. Made a nice winning debut for Neil Mulholland when he won at Market Raisin back in June by 5 lengths under AP McCoy. So AP getting on a horse that he knows. Whether I'll be riding a hurdling debutante to my first ride back after 3 weeks off, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure he's been very well schooled by the Mulholland Yard, well, and AP knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
When I saw he had one ride, I presumed it would be in a bumper.
Yeah.
Or something easy.
Yeah, a nice solid...
Yeah, the most easy, but...
A nice solid conveyance round, but...
There you go.
Should win, to be fair, though.
Yeah.
Because the opposition is weak, and that's being polite.
Okay, the first race that we're going to preview in detail... is the 140 from Fontwell. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, a class 3 event with 6 runners going to post, and it's quite a nice race this, Stephen.
It is a decent little affair with just the 6 runners. One of those sort of races where if you tried hard enough, you could probably make a case for just about all of them. But at the same time, there's one or two, I think, which can be readily ruled out. We'll start off with what's going to be probably the likely favourite here, Alex, in Light Entertainment from the Chris Gordon Yard. He's improved significantly during the course of the firstly in the spring, he won here at Fontwell, which was a weak race, and... I mean, it looked like it might have been a one-off, shall we say. But then he returned from a break of 5 months to win again here at Fontwell in a better race in October. And then he was only beaten a nose by Tara Road at Ascot on the 1st of November. And since then, Tara Road has come out and absolutely dotted up in a chase at Fos Las on Friday. So not a bad little race. Obviously, Ascot form generally is quite good and the horse is definitely going the right way. So easy to envisage a good run from him this afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon. From Light Entertainment, and probably the rightful favourite as well. Of the opposition, Lamps is trained by Michael Blake and the man of Nick Schofield. Loves really soft ground, this horse. They had a try at chasing in October at Fos Las, which didn't go very well. He then won a claiming hurdle at Southall. And his last two wins have been in claiming company. Mm. And his win before that came in a cellar. So though he comes into the race with a fair number of ones in his form, it's in weak races. And the handicapper hasn't dropped him at all off 129 for winning 2 claimers and a seller. So
this is a class 3.
Yeah, he's going to struggle, I think, going into a handicap here. Vandross is returning after a long break. Ended last season on a low note, having started well over hurdles. Was 14th in the Fred Winter. Then he unseated at Ascot at the start, and then he finished last at Plumpton. So he's got something to prove now, and I'm not a lover of Ifrashi's going hurdling anyway, particularly. We'll mention Westaway, who won a half-decent race at Newbury back in March, turned out quickly afterwards when beaten at Sandown, and then was pulled up on his return 23 days ago. They put the hood on for the first time, and I can never ever get the David Arbuthnot yard right. He's still £9 above that win at Newbury as well, so although I'm sure it'll be better for the run and the hood will help him, he's not a horse that I like particularly. And then we've got Make the Most of Now, reverting to hurdles, having fallen at Ludlow, having won at Market Raisin before that. He's been running over fences. On his peak hurdles form, he would have a chance, but for me, obviously, this is probably a bit of a confidence booster, having failed to complete in two of his last three outings over the bigger fences. And then we get to the one who I think can shake up the favourite Light Entertainment, who is Cadw Doff.
Good, I'm glad you mentioned this one.
Trained by Charlie Longstone, the man of Nolfeely. Why?
Because I'm keen on it.
Oh, good.
I thought you were going to leave it. I'm going to take this one for you.
Yeah.
I think has had a pipe opener in a really, really good race at Huntingdon, and would have come on for the run, and was had bits and pieces of pretty smart form last year, completely unexposed. I think he's a likely type.
Yeah, I think this is the easiest race he's contested, Cadw Doff. He was second on his debut last year in France, which was a decent enough run in a three-year-old hurdle at Lyon Paris. But he then joined Charlie Longstreet in running the Wensleydale hurdle, where he was second to Royal Irish Hussar. He was fifth in the JCB Triumph hurdle at the December meeting at Cheltenham. He ran in a good race at Newbury over the Christmas period. Then he ran in the Fred Winter, and then he was well beaten by Volney de Tay. Well, he's now £7 lower than when he ran in the Fred Winter. It is the weakest race he's contested. A triple suit him. Charlie Longstone, loads of winners, quite a couple of weeks, but had a couple of winners again the last few days. So, although I like Light Entertainment and I think he'll go well, I'm going to take Cadw Doff to relish this easier opportunity.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 150 at Wetherby. It is a handicap chase over 2 miles, another Class 3 event. Again, we've got six runners going to post. This one maybe not quite as strong as the race at Fontwell, but nevertheless competitive, Stephen. Where should we start with this one?
Again, we'll go through them all quick because there's only six of them. We'll start with Tiptoe Away. He's got something to prove after a ropey old campaign last year. If he's back to near his best, he's quite well handicapped. He won at Ayr and Wetherby 6 months apart in 2012, and either of those wins would be good enough to go well here. But he's three runs last season, pulled up, tailed off and fell, so I'm happy to swerve him first time to see how he got on. For me, Quicoyo returned from a long break and will over 2.5 years off the course. He's an 11-year-old. He's been dropped substantially in the handicap. He won a race at Doncaster nearly 3 years ago now, off 1.37. He's racing off 1.22 here. So if he's come on for that pipe opener, it is an easier race he's running in, and you can't entirely be negative, but at the age of 11, it's going to be questionable after 2.5 years off how much ability remains. Back to Brack has not been running very well, really, to be honest, apart from when he won a Sligo maiden hurdle. He's had three starts for Lucinda Russell, which have been hit and miss. Last time he was well stuffed on his chasing debut over 2.5 miles at Carlisle, and they put him straight into quite a difficult handicap, I thought. Don't know in points. McCain horse has been out of form for ages. He's not had many runners at all, Donald McCain. He went for a whole week without having any whatsoever. 15th of November, so it's been 10 days since his last runner, so again it's going to be a wait and see. And Vasco DC showed nothing either on his chase debut, really went well beaten at Sedgefield. So that leaves us with Trésor de Bonté, who's a lovely long striding Richard Lee typical sort of chaser. He won really nicely last season on a couple of occasions at Uttoxeter before his form rather just petered out in the spring, but he likes soft ground. 2 miles is a good trip for him, and he stayed on well to win on soft ground at Lingfield, and I think that another win could be on the cards for him.
Okay, Trésor de Bonté, the pick in Wetherby's 150. The final race that we're going to look at comes from Kempton Park. It's the 6:45, and it is a listed stakes, the Wildflower Stakes. It is indeed the a mile and a half the trip for this one. 10 runners going to post. And it's a bit of a treat, isn't it, for a Wednesday evening?
It is a little bit of a treat, actually, yes. A nice little race, to be fair. In terms of the best horses, undoubtedly, Harry's Tweed, Grendezar and Rowacki are the best three, as we know. Harry's Tweed's form earlier on in the year was a bit poor, and they gave him a break mid-season, brought him back, and he ran well off top weight in a Leicester handicap on the 27th of October. If he gets an easy lead here, I think he could go well. Whether 12 furlongs, I think he might still want a bit further at this time of life, particularly on an even surface, shall we say. And also bear in mind he's 0-4 on the all-weather old Harry's Tweed. Grendezar, on the other hand, has got a good record on the artificial surfaces. He's got 18 starts, so he's been very well campaigned, but 5 wins, 8 seconds and a third. So he's made the frame on 14 of his 18 runs on the all-weather. He won a listed race here last time out. Here beating Farfighting by a neck, and that was 3 weeks ago. His form at Lingfield and Kempton in good races earlier on in the year, including of course on the all-weather championships day. He's very solid indeed, and obviously campaigning him around a winter campaign. Rowacki I like, but I think the trip's on the short side for him at this level, whilst Farfighting, having ran well for Mark Johnson, one of the only Johnson horses that has ran well in recent weeks, he then ran poorly again at Lingfield, and Mark Johnston is still waiting for that elusive winner. It's like 120 runners, so I can't be having that. Billabong brings form from Morocco, which is basically anyone's guess, I think, to be honest. And then, obviously, I've mentioned the Godolphin filly, because Sybin Sorrell's got a very good record at Kempton with James Dore riding. Kalata won her maiden here, beating Rembrandt van Rijn, and then won a decent handicap. She rated 89, so she's got to improve. And I don't know if they're running her because they think she can be all right at this level, or whether it's the end of season, so we'll give her a run and hope we pick up some pieces. So with a fair amount of guesswork there, I'm going to sit with Grendezar, which is an original, but he's got a very solid record, won a race at this level last time out, and he's obviously been specifically campaigned for an all-weather season by Marco Botte.
Okay, Grendezar the pick in the 6:45 from Kempton. Can you just spin us through your three picks for Wednesday, Mr. Powell?
Wednesday, 1:40 at Fontwell, number 3, Cadoudoff, 1:50 at Weatherby, number 5, Tresor de Bonté, and in the 6:45 at Kempton, I'm going to go with Grendezar.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.